AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is facing a new legal threat, but there's little sign the Republican Party is defending the former president with the same intensity and urgency that defined his previous legal clashes. Leading Republicans largely avoided the historic criminal referral against him in the hours after it was announced yesterday by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. And some of those pressed to weigh in offered muted defenses of Trump or none at all. Wells Fargo is agreeing to pay billions of dollars more to pay fines that it harmed consumers.
Wells Fargo is accused of charging illegal fees and interest on mortgages and auto loans, and incorrectly applying overdraft fees against savings and checking accounts. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is ordering the bank to pay $3.7 billion in repayments and penalties. Regulators say the bank's bad behavior affected more than 16 million consumers. In 2018, Wells Fargo paid a $1 billion penalty to cover widespread consumer law violations. CEO Charles Scharf says the company is working to transform operating practices at Wells Fargo and put these issues behind us. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of fans lined up in the middle of the night to try to get a glimpse of the Argentina soccer team that won one of the greatest World Cup finals ahead of what is scheduled to be a day of celebrations in Buenos Aires. Members of the team, led by captain Lionel Messi, were all smiles as they descended from a plane outside Argentina's capital shortly before 3 in the morning. Ukraine is accelerating efforts to erase Soviet and Russian influence from its public spaces by pulling down monuments and renaming hundreds of streets to honor its own artists, poets, soldiers, and independence leaders. It's even honoring heroes who fell in this year's war. The process represents punishment for crimes meted out by Russia during its invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Two main subway stations in Kyiv reopened in the Ukrainian capital for the first time since the war began nearly 10 months ago. Independence Square and Krechevik are key transfer stations of the Kyiv subway system. They've been closed since the start of the war, forcing thousands of commuters to go outside and walk to the nearest station to transfer to other lines. Passenger Ernia Perebniak says, "I can't believe that I'm at Krechevik station. I just recorded a video for my friend that I'm walking on Maidan, that I went from Metro to Maidan for the first time in the 9 months of the war. This is wow." All the metro stations in Kyiv work as shelters when there are air raid sirens. Denis Kapustin says, "Yes, this is a feeling that despite everything, we are coming back to the routine that we were used to. This is very important, very important." The stations are considered one of the safest places in Kyiv when there is a risk of a missile attack. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.